This company's never been more profitable.
You mean hugely profitable?
I like it.
DavePorter.com presents The Profitable Cleaner, a podcast on commercial cleaning, sales, and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real cleaning professionals that produce real profits and real results. Here's your host, James Harper.
Welcome back to the Profitable Cleaners Podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. The funny thing is, though, today I'm actually not even hosting this podcast. You get to hear from my great friend and great partner, Angel Sandoval, and he's doing a Profitable Cleaner Podcast takeover, and he is going to deliver and drop some insights for you that you are not going to want to miss. But first, if you are a commercial cleaning business owner or you're heavy into the operations side into running a janitorial business, I have something for you that's absolutely going to change your life and change your business. It's no secret that the operations side of things can get absolutely crazy, especially in the cleaning industry. That's why we partnered with USource, a facility maintenance software that's going to help you just with scheduling, employee management, billing, keeping everything all in one roof, supplier management, cleaning inspections, the entire nine yards. USource is top-notch, guys. I'm going to let you know now, a few people that follow this show and work with us directly have already checked them out and absolutely love them. And as an offer to anyone listening right now, they are offering a zero pressure demo. If you're interested, see if you're a good fit for them. Talk shop, learn a little bit more about how you can scale your operations, take them up on it. Check out the links below. With that being said, this episode that Angel Sandoval delivers is all about influence, consumption, and contribution. One thing Angel's big on is to be the best version of a company. As a business owner, as a top performing employee, you have to be the best version of yourself. And he really breaks down exactly how you can influence not only your employees, but your prospects, your vendors, your partners, the consumption and how words matter. What words are you using when you're out there in the field? What words are you using for yourself? And then the contribution. He really breaks down those three pillars. And trust me, this is really great just insight as a business owner, and it's always refreshing to hear. So the next 25 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever this is, definitely worth the listen, and I promise you're going to gain a lot of value from that. So without any further ado, welcome to the Profitable Cleaner Podcast Takeover, Angel Sandoval.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I wanted to jump in here and, you know, I wanted to take over a podcast episode, and I'm gonna be taking over a few podcast episodes here for Dayporter going forward. And I'm not really going to talk about how to clean, how to quote a bid, how to quote a job. I'm not gonna talk about that right now. So if you think of what makes a great commercial cleaner, and I think overall a great leader, there's a lot of different things that we must do to be able to accomplish what we're set out to be, right? A lot of us that have commercial cleaning companies like yourselves, you're not just working for free, right? You're not just working to maybe hopefully kind of make it. You're not just kind of building a team. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I want to hope that everyone that's listening to this podcast is coming in strong with an intention behind things. Right, an intention to grow a large commercial cleaning company, whatever you consider large, an intention to have a really strong team, to leave a legacy, to be able to be a strong leader of a company. Now, so what I want to talk about today is a little bit more of wording, the power of wording. And what do I mean by that? Is a lot of the times we want to communicate one thing, we want to do one thing, but we just can't seem to influence people, right? Whether it's employees, whether it's yourselves, whether it's a prospect, right? So whether it's getting an employee to do something because they want to, quote unquote want to, whether it's closing a sale, opening up a sale, talking to a client, there is a power in words and in power and understanding how to deliver these things, right? So I want to talk about a few things here today, just First things first, if you could give me the next 15 minutes, I promise you they will be worth it. So the first thing I want to talk about is influence. There is a difference between forcing someone to doing something, making them do something, and influencing them for them to want to do something. And I'm sure, think right now of that prospect that you couldn't get across the line. Then, or think of that employee that you see potential in, but that you have not been able to crack the code with them. Therefore, they're holding themselves back. Therefore, holding your company back. And now you guys aren't as happy with them, right? If you're a larger commercial cleaning company, you got your operations managers, supervisors, area directors, salespeople, right? Key is influence. We're so used to, a lot of leaders are so used to, hey, this is how it's going to be done. And you'll thank me later. Right? This is how it has to be done. And this is it. That's not influence. That's just, quote unquote, unhealthy power. Right? So influence, let's define influence real quick. The capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. Right? The capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone or something, right? To the effect itself. So let's talk about the first part of what influence means. And by the way, I love specificity and understanding the definition of words. Because when you understand words, and that's the universal language that we communicate to outside of love, then this is obviously helpful, right? So the first thing, the capacity to have an effect. The capacity to have an effect, and the effect that we're trying to have on is on character development or behavior of someone. But the key is, when you just say things, when you just make them do things, you don't have the capacity to create an effect. You're creating a reaction, right, to what you're doing. That's not a healthy effect. So the first part, the capacity to have an effect. So if I want to influence someone else's character development or behavior, but I need the capacity to do so, then guess what I need to do? I need to be able to work on myself so that I can take on that challenge, that capacity, and say, this is where you're at with your character. This is where you're at with your current goals, behaviors. Because I have the capacity and I'm leading from example, here you go. This is what we need to do to get to go to that next step. But the issue is most people want to influence others, and they're going more into manipulation versus influence because they don't work on themselves. So what I'm going to ask you right now is think of, again, how can I go to a prospect and ask them for $1 million commercial cleaning sale or $100,000? And then if they were to look inside my business, I'm still running off of Excel sheets and not really investing in a software that could help me, or not really investing in the development of my employees. But yet I'm asking them to take a chance on my business to improve their business when I'm not taking my own chance to improve my business. Right. So again, the capacity to have an effect on someone comes from the like what you're able to expand yourself to open up that amount of capacity. If I want my employee to show up on time and be going and be excited, which they'll never be as excited to be in your company as you because you're the one that owns it. But most importantly, like, what am I doing in my life? I can't expect my business partner to work out, to be an awesome dad, right? To do all these things. If I'm not working out every day, if I'm not waking up early, if I don't do as I say. And so understand that the key to influence, the first part of the key to influence, is looking at everything internally. What is the capacity? The capacity to have an effect. Most of you, and including myself, a lot of the times we try to influence, but we don't have any capacity. We just have words that mean nothing because they're not backed up by any action that we have. Or that we create. Now, at the moment that I work on myself, I show up on time. I push myself. I'm the one working out. I'm the one knowing my numbers. I'm the one doing this. I'm the one that looks for excellence. Then I can expect, because now it's my standard, for others to move up to my standard. If a lot of your employees are not at the standard that you want them, stop blaming them. Start looking at you. But now most of you might be asking right now, be like, what? Angel, I do everything right though. Right? And this, by the way, what I'm about to share, this could be a case where you do have a high standard, you do go for excellence, you are waking up early, you are a great mom, dad, you do have a great touch on the business. You might have all that. If then here becomes the question, if I do everything right, yet I'm not able to influence my prospects still. I'm not able to get my employees to have the same standards that I do. I can't. Then here becomes the next portion. So the first one is working on yourself so that you have the capacity to influence others. Now here's the issue, right? Now you have to get them to want to be influenced. Okay? Think a bit of a like a TV show, right? A TV show could record an awesome series. It could have the best actors. It could have the best screenwriters, copywriters, everything. But if it's not available anywhere, or if the trailer is shitty, right? Or the only way to see it is through the movies and no other streaming services, right? Or it's so dry, it doesn't actually speak to the audience, then we have run into an issue of contribution and consumption. This is such an undervalued thing that I don't know. I don't think a lot of people talk about. But if you want to be a great leader, if you want to create influence, if you want to create change, right? Because influence makes someone have an effect on character development or behavior, right? Then you have to figure out how they're consuming what you're giving them. Are you just walking through the office and are you just sending an email? Are you doing anything digitally? Let's think even as sales for the salesperson right now with your current client. How are they consuming what you're giving them? And the definition of consumption is the using of a resource. The using of a resource. So the first question you have to ask yourself in anything that you're trying to influence in your employees and your prospects, which is where we're focusing on today, is do they see you as a resource? Because the definition of consumption is the using of a resource. So in order for them to be able to use you properly so that you can in there influence them so that they can give you the output that you require, then you must become a resource. If you're not being seen as a resource, then they're just using you. Versus using your resources, or they're using you as a person versus you as a resource. When you're able to identify or separate yourself from just a person to a resource, right? Be aligned with that instead of just using you for a paycheck from a trainer standpoint, or just using you for a quote from a prospect standpoint, or just using you because they need a job, or just using you because they might need a cleaner in the future. What if you're a resource? What if instead of using you, they use your skill sets, your knowledge, your expertise, your leadership? How would those conversations change? See, most people, they go to a walkthrough, they just send a proposal and they call it a day. Well, how helpful is that for me as a facilities manager? Because I'm not clear that you're a resource to me. What value do you bring to me outside of an exchange of services, a transaction? And I hate when people say, whoa, what do you mean? They need a cleaner. They can find a cleaner everywhere. But the key is you have to position yourself to where they can't find the you again. Now, easier said than done. So this is why you must be working and sharpening yourself and your skill sets every single day. So my question to you is, if you're trying to create influence to your employees, your prospects, your wife, your kids, you, how are you getting them to consume it? Think of little kids when they don't like eating vegetables, right? I mean, we have gone to the ends of the earth to make sure that they consume it properly. You don't just put a broccoli in front of them and force them to eat it and say, oh, they'll thank you later that they eat vegetables. No, what you're gonna do is you're gonna make a dinosaur-shaped little thing and hide the broccoli in there and get them to realize that the broccoli is not that bad, right? You give them you give them what they want, give them what they need, right? Sell them what they want, give them what they need, right? And so a key factor to influence isn't just I'm going to work on myself. Therefore, I expect others to do it. Now it's, I'm going to work on myself, be my best version so that I have the capacity to have an effect on others. And at the moment that I want to create an effect on others, I'm going to figure out how they like to consume change, how they like to consume information that will then influence change so that I can deliver the information through there. And we won't go into personality types and personality styles because that's different, but keep it simple. I mean, ask yourself, if I want to get this person, this prospect, to make a decision, then I need to figure out how they made a decision the last time. I need to figure out what they crave, what they look for, what they want, how they consume information. Maybe it's not over the phone. Maybe it's not over email, right? How do they consume information so that I can feed it to them? Ask yourself about your employees too. If they don't like email, do they like text? Do they respond better to a one-on-one? Do they respond better to lunch? That's such an underplayed thing. Whenever I need to have important conversations and I know this person loves lunch, I'm going to take them out to lunch. And I'm not looking at the $20, $30, $50 that I spend on the dinner. I'm looking at, in this specific 1 hour, 2 hours where we spend $50, am I able to correlate the enjoyment that they have with food with the information that I give them so that I can have their undivided attention, so that I can create change in their behavior, so that they can give me the result that I'm looking for from them, which in the end turn everybody wins. So if you want to influence, work on yourself. If you want to consume, if you want to help others, influence others, figure out how they like to consume information, how they like to consume change, information for change, which is why it's super important to always know how people make decisions, because that's the part of the brain that you're speaking to, where you have to make them realize that them showing up earlier every day or working harder every day is much more important than whatever they're thinking of. And that comes from the influence and how you help them consume the information. Okay. The last part is, cool, if I have influence and I know how they consume it, now I got to contribute. Got to be of value. I can't just say, show up early. I can't just say, now that I know that they, let's say you know that they consume it one way, you know, you work on yourself and you know that they consume it via email, I can just send an email and say, show up early. Now, right, because you're a resource. So now I got to ask myself, how do I contribute to their life? So a contribution, the part played by a person or thing in bringing about a result or helping something advance. So be super intentional when you have requests from others. What is that contribution that you're making? What part as a resource are you playing in bringing about a result or helping someone to advance? So don't, if we're going to put this in prospect, let's say I already work on myself, check. I know that they like to consume things in person, so I'm going to make sure I take the proposal there and I speak to them and they see me as a resource, check. Now the question is, what game am I playing here, right? What part am I playing as a person in bringing about a result or helping something to advance? What am I advancing? What result am I selling? And how do I play a role in this? So as a prospect, I'm not selling that we'll clean five times a week. I'm selling the result, the decreasing of headaches because the other crew always ends up showing up late. So sure, you might be paying less, but are you really paying less? You're sending out less cash, but you're paying more in just peace of mind. And you're probably not even, because you're focusing so much on them being late, you're probably not even auditing their cleaning properly. So I'm selling a result, and I'm just the vehicle that gets them there, and I'm advancing the deal forward. Now, what part of the deal am I advancing forward when I take over a proposal? It's getting them to agree that the pain of same is greater than the pain of change. So I'm not saying I'm not pitching all the cleaning and how I'm going to do it. I'm just advancing the fact that staying where they're at is going to be more painful than changing to us. Same thing with an employee. If you just can't get them to do something, I'm not playing the part of a tyrant. I'm playing the part of, hey, I'm a resource for you. I'm your leader. Here's the thing. If you're trying to get to X, but you're doing Y, we're just not going to get there. So my goal, again, playing the part, my goal is to help you to get to X and eliminate the fact that you're doing this, this, and this. Now, obviously, you're doing that for a reason. So we got to be able to cut the reason from the root. And the result of this conversation between me and you is to make you a better person so that you can show up like this, show up every day how you want to show up. So let me ask you, how do you want to show up? See, so I'm having these conversations with my employee, and I'm not advancing punishment. I'm not advancing guilt, because they probably felt that, right? And if they don't feel that, then, you know, move on. But what I'm really advancing here is personal development. I'm advancing, you're here for a reason. Life's too short. Don't waste your time. So let's advance you to that better version that you want to be. The question is, how do we advance this together? So anyways, I hope this was valuable for you. I invite you, if you don't take anything away from this, I invite you to do three things, or one thing really with three of the subsections. Research what influence is and ask yourself, how influential am I? And influential doesn't mean you speak a lot, right? Influential doesn't mean you're more tyranny or that you get your way. Influence is being able to have the capacity to affect on the character development or behavior of someone. Effect, long-term effect. Not telling them what to do, but being able to influence them, affect them in a way where they want to do it. Easier said than done. There's a reason not a lot of people have influence. So go research influence and ask yourself, what areas of my life am I influential? Second one is go research consumption. And ask your employees right now, if I were to want to acknowledge your hard work, how would you want to consume that? Are you an email guy? Do you want to shout out in front of everybody? Are you a phone call, text? Personality types, they're all not going to be the same. Right? Hey, also, let's say you do something wrong. How would you want to hear that from me? Got it. And then ask yourself, do my clients, do my employees, am I established as a resource? And a great way to know that is just go ask them. Right? Just go ask your employees, hey, what am I a resource to you for? Like right now, if you were to have what problem do you feel like you can come to me and solve it? And you'll realize real quick, if it's all business driven, then they don't see you as a person that can help them in other areas of their life. And if that's something you want and you want to have that straight line, then that's perfect. Maybe they just see you as a friend, right? They don't see you as a leader. Maybe they just see you as a boss versus seeing you as a mentor. So this all depends on what culture you're building for your company. So ask yourself three questions. How influential am I? How do I get my clients slash workers slash wife slash people? How do they consume the message that I have for them? How am I a contribution to their life? So if you were to look at yourself in that sense, if you were to look at how you do that, then you can start measuring other employees on that, your operations managers, your VP, your salespeople, and just always sit there and wonder, what influence do they create? What contribution do they make? Are they a resource? Or what kind of resource are they? And how can we get our clients, workers, everyone, to consume what we have to say in the way that they want to consume? So it's not, the rule isn't treat others like you want to be treated, because my personality is different than your personality. It's treat others how they want to be treated. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. I'll be out here more. Let us know what you think. I want to make sure that whenever we create content for you guys, there are things relevant and things that you guys want to hear more of, things that can be impactful for you, things that you might be working on. And don't forget, it's not just all business, because there is a human being running the business. There is a human inside of the business. So if you try to fix the business around the business to fix the person, you're going to crumble. But if you fix the person first to grow and fix the business, then you will flourish. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know in the comments. Join our Facebook group in the Profitable Cleaner. Let us know what you think. Just overall communicate with us, because at the end of the day, I want to know how you want to consume our content so that we can create influence, so that we can make you the best freaking commercial cleaning company that you can be, so that you can find more life-changing contracts. Talk soon.